Proclamation number 4935 of 15th of July, 1950. Divine power, living faith, miracle work. An undreamt of strength dwells within you, which you only need to develop in order to be able to accomplish everything you want. As creatures which came forth from me, you are part of me and therefore must also be able to dispose of everything which makes you recognizable as children of me. Like divine beings, you must be permeated by light and strength as soon as you feel yourselves to be children of me. You are, yet you are not aware of it, and that is because you wanted to break the bond with me, which exists indissolubly between us. Thus you mentally detached yourselves from me, thus you accomplished the separation from me in your consciousness. But you nevertheless remain what you are, and you only need to consciously re-establish the bond with me in order to be able to work in all strength and power, as was your original destiny. This consciousness slumbers within you but can awaken as soon as you are of good will and practice love. Love is the only means to reach your original state. Love re-establishes your connection with me. Love puts you into a state of realization, and thus you also become aware of what you are and in which relationship you stand and should stand with me. Love also brings faith to life in you, and then it is possible for you to feel yourselves to be children of mine and to change your hitherto ungodly nature of your own will again and to shine in purest divinity, to become my image and now also be able to accomplish in fullness of strength what you set out to do. You are divine products and can never deny the original being. But you are able to take on a different form yourselves through your will, thus disguising the divine in you, and thereby you became weak and powerless, blind in spirit and devoid of all realization. However, this is not your actual nature but only an assumed state, an illusory state, which I use all means to remedy, but which can only happen in such a way that you yourselves attain realization of what you were, what you are and what you should become. And you make an effort of your own free will to reach the aim, the state of perfection, which puts you into possession of undreamt of strength and brightest light, so that you are already able to accomplish everything on earth, that you can already work miracles on earth if you take the transformation of your nature seriously, if you live in love, thereby attain living faith and consciously use your strength in contact with me, as is my will. 15th of the 7th, 1950. Then, believing in my love and grace, you will also be able to work miracles. You will, so to speak, use your strength to bless your fellow human beings, appealing for my support, yet in awareness of the abundance of strength which will enable you to succeed in everything. As part of me, you also possess divine strength which you can increase indefinitely through your faith. But this is already a sign of unification with me and free will. Your stay on earth will then only be necessary for the sake of your fellow human beings. You yourselves will have reached the degree which is necessary for entering spheres of light, and your activity will therefore only be a testimony for the unbelievers or those of weak faith. You are children of God but nevertheless first have to acquire the right of a child again because you have voluntarily given it up. Therefore, as long as you are without strength, you are still under the burden of the former sin of wanting to separate from me. Consider that you have not yet reached your aim on earth as long as you lack this strength, which can only be a lack of faith which only comes alive through love. Hence you lack love and faith, and to remedy this lack shall be your work, your constant striving and your innermost desire. And if you entrust yourselves to me in prayer, if you ask me to strengthen your faith and deepen your love, I will help you and fill you with strength as a sign that you are my children whom I have loved from the beginning and will continue to love for all eternity. You will succeed in everything by believing in my infinite love for you. And if you now consider that your faith, which enables you to perform miracles, can also save your fellow human beings from deepest spiritual adversity, if you know that it is my will when you use your strength to awaken or revive your fellow human beings' faith, that it is also my will when children of faith stand up for me in my word in the lost days and reinforce their speeches with signs of the strength of faith, then you also know that I bless everyone who is thus active for me, that he testifies to me in my strength, who works miracles in my name on the sick and the weak, on people who are in great physical hardship but who allow the extraordinary work to take place through an even if only weak faith in me. I need strong supports on earth in the end time as counterforces for the work of Satan, who wants to eradicate all faith and who finds resistance in strongly believing people which he cannot defeat. I need everyone who allows himself to be permeated by my strength in order to manifestly testify to me and my kingdom, which is not of this world. Amen.